HQ presents The Smuggler's Daughter by Kerry Barrett, read by Gloria Sanders and Emma Powell.
Chapter 1. Emily. Cornwall, Spring 1799. I put my hands over my ears and pushed my palms hard into my scalp, trying to block out the sound of the argument. I hated shouting at the best of times, but tonight my parents were louder than ever. They were making no attempt to keep it quiet. Normally I heard whispered barbs and hissed insults, but tonight it was full-blown screaming, from my mother at least. "He will starve us out!" she was shouting. "He's warned us, and I don't doubt he means it. We'll go hungry, Amos!"
"It won't come to that," my father said.
He was a calm man most of the time, but his temper had been short lately, and tonight I heard a tremor in his voice that I'd never heard before.
"He'll get bored and go away."
"He'll only go away when we give him what he wants," my mother screeched. "And if we don't give it to him, he'll take it." Something smashed and I cowered under the blanket. I didn't understand what they were arguing about. I only knew they'd been fighting like this for days and days, weeks even. I didn't know who they were talking about, nor why my mother sounded so frightened. It wasn't like her at all. She was always smiling, my mam. Or at least she had been until recently. Dar always said that most of the drinkers at the ship came to see Mam, serving drinks and keeping the customers happy, not to drink his ale.
"Your father had this in, Amos Moon, and his father before him," my mother said, sounding defeated. "I don't understand why you want to give it away."
"I don't," Dar said. "I want it to be a home for you and Emily."
"Then let him use it,"
Mam was hissing now, her voice sounding urgent and high-pitched.
"It's just once. No one will know."
"It won't be just once," Dar said. "If we let him in, he'll keep coming. He'll take more and more liberties. And it'll be me who hangs for it."
I huddled in my bed. What did Dar mean? Why would he hang? I wished I could run to him and ask him what was going on. Dar was the only person who took time to explain things to me properly. Mam did her best, but she was always busy, laughing and chatting with the drinkers in the bar. It was Dar who spared the time to talk. He knew that I didn't always understand the world, that I couldn't always follow a conversation, that I misunderstood some phrases or took things too literally. I sometimes wondered if he felt the same way, not as strongly as me, but enough that he understood the troubles I had, and that was why he preferred to spend time in the cellar or with his kegs of ale, while Mam dealt with the drinkers and the entertainers.
"It's not right," Dar was saying. "How can we be a part of that?"
"God's teeth!" my mother shrieked. "You and your principles, Amos Moon! Those morals of yours will see us starve to death, you'll see!"
"Janie, calm yourself."
"Calm myself?"
I heard the clink of a bottle as my mother poured herself a drink. She'd never been bothered by the riches on offer at the inn before. Dad said she was as full of fun without the grog inside her as any man who'd taken a drink. But lately she'd been helping herself more and more. Her face was more frowns than smiles recently, but when she knocked back a measure of rum or brandy, her lips turned upwards again. Dar said something I didn't hear, and Mam roared,
"Get out!" she screamed. "I'm sick of the sight of you! Get out!"
"This isn't finished," Dar warned.
"Yes, it is!" Mam shrieked.
The whole inn shook as Dar slammed out into the yard, whistling softly for his dog, Tully, as he went. I scrambled up onto the window seat, peering out into the darkness to see where he was. Dar was sitting on a barrel, Tully by his side and a flickering lantern at his feet. I wanted to go down to him, but I could hear Mam clattering about in the inn, pouring herself more drinks, and I didn't want to see her. Instead, I reached under my bed and pulled out my sketchbook and my charcoal. I loved to draw. I'd done it since I was tiny, and Dar and Mam had supported me. As I got older and my difficulties had become clearer, Dar had encouraged me to draw people's faces. I found sketching their expressions helped me understand their emotions. Copying the tilt of a lip or the creases around someone's eyes taught me what sadness, happiness, or anger looked like. Now I watch my father, his brow
Sample complete. Ready to continue?